More than 30 historically Black colleges and universities have received bomb threats in the last 3 months. They've disrupted campus life and taxed students' mental health, as well as school security resources. The White House announced today that schools that recently experienced a bomb threat will be eligible for federal grant money. Joining us to discuss the initiative is Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Hello.
Hello.
First, just that number, there were bomb threats at more than 30 schools in the course of a few months. It is, frankly, alarming. What are you hearing from leaders at these colleges about the toll that these threats are having on students?
You know, we've had conversations with over 40 leaders of HBCUs, and we talk to students directly. And, you know, it's tough enough to reopen and go to school during a pandemic, and to have this added on, it increased the level of anxiety and apprehension, you know, and they're feeling it. The students are definitely feeling it, and the college presidents are also feeling it on their campuses.
In a statement, the White House said these threats are reminiscent of attempts in the civil rights era to intimidate Black Americans. I found that particularly striking.
You know, it's true. Let's call it what it is. Many of these threats came during Black History Month. But you know what? It's just going to make our resolve stronger to support our HBCUs, to stand behind our students in the face of these threats.
Let's talk a bit about these grants. They range from $50,000 to $150,000 per school, and they are specifically to help restore what is called a safe environment conducive to learning. Secretary Cardona, what exactly can these funds be used for, and how will you all determine which schools are eligible and how much money they're eligible for?
Right. You know, the intent here is to make sure that they feel they can have support and financial support for some of the programs that they need, you know, whether it's cameras or mental health supports for our students who are frustrated or struggling with these threats. Conversations between the Department of Education, who oversee Project Serve, and the institutions would take place to determine the amounts and how the money is going to be spent.
We know, and as you mentioned, historically Black colleges have been subject to centuries of inequities. There are these historic disparities in funding and investment. We know that President Biden has done some important things for HBCUs to date, and these universities are a launchpad for so many Black people in this country across public life. I am curious what more the Education Department can do to support them.
You know, you're absolutely correct. And I think it's important to put numbers behind this, right? 17% of bachelor's degrees awarded to African-Americans are from HBCUs, yet they only make up 3% of our universities across the country. 25% of our Black STEM graduates come from HBCUs. So when the president took office, he made it very clear that supporting HBCUs is going to be a priority. Since day one, the Biden-Harris administration made historic investments, $5.8 billion from the American Rescue Plan. And, you know, in the packages that we put forward, there's also funding for these HBCUs, which, as you mentioned, have been historically underfunded. And it's really important that we acknowledge across the country that they're punching above their weight, and they have been. And we need to make sure that we're leveling the funding so that they're getting the support that other colleges have received.
Okay. One last question here. Shifting topics to student loans, I have to ask, is the student loan repayment moratorium, will that be extended again into 2023?
You know, I don't have any information now, but I will tell you that we're having conversations daily about how to best support our borrowers and make sure that they have the support that they need to resume. And, you know, as information comes out, we'll be clear to communicate with them right away.
That is Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Thanks so much for taking some time.
All right. Thank you.